Ashley, Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Fifi, Feb and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Fifi, Feb
and Nick. Awesome. Live from the Melbourne show. We
do you know
miss
what that word
Fee?
Was then?
I do. They beeped it out. Probably shouldn't highlight. There's a few kids here at the show. It is a bit cold, but I'm sure they're very excited. We've opened the gates up early. There are rides, show bags, you name it, just for our beautiful listeners that are here early.
What a day as well.
It's like free. It's early access. I mean, think about that. No queues, no rides. Do you know Trixie's already been twice and she's going again tomorrow? I mean, the show is... It's everything. And, you know, there's so many elements that we'll be covering today, as you just said. There's show bags, there's rides. There's also the CWA, now the Country Women's Association. What a wonderful association that's been going on for generations, for decades. And these women, we get Pam will be joining us, which we can't wait, on stage.
15,000 scones, Boxy, they want to sell.
Yes, and they can do it. I think they're up to, well, yesterday
to
morning it was, yeah. Oh, 10 was it?
They got
okay.
up to 10, yeah.
So get along to the CWA, enjoy a scone, they're raising money.
Hey, Boxy, does that make me old? Like, I remember I haven't been to the show since I was about 19, and now
and I
get
grown.
In here today, and the first thing I'm like, scones.
Got a few laughs.
I can't wait for scones. Have I aged?
Nah, scones
you know
are great,
I
mate.
Do?
They're the best.
The first place I go to is the nursery. I just want to go and see those cute little animals.
Well,
and
they're all be, running
around. You can feed them now. Like, when I was a kid, you couldn't feed them. Look at them. Now the kids
will feed
them.
There'd be a sheep in there that's just been sheared this morning because Josiah's wearing the coat of a sheep that is. Have a look at that. What's that?
I didn't just shear him as well. I think we might have a cook-up this morning for our listeners as well.
Josiah's turned up like a sexy ski instructor. I don't know. What he's doing?
I've never worn this jacket done up before. It's always unzipped, but it's
you've never
cold.
Worn a jacket, man. I know. Normally shirtless. What are you doing?
It looks like a turtleneck, doesn't it?
It well, is. That's because it is.
We may get Josiah shirtless by the end of the show.
No,
and
he's got yucky hair on his chest.
No, it's nice.
No, I like hair. And oh, hello. He, no, because, Josiah, you've done some work last night. As I said, CWA, the Country Women's Association, they always have the bake-offs. And we had a bake-off a few years ago where I brought in a jelly slice. And,
I'm glad you said you brought in.
Yes, not bought in, because you buy something
no,
from the shop.
No, because you didn't bake
something.
It. You didn't actually...
Oh, I thought you were correcting my grammar.
No. I wasn't
grammar
correcting.
Was great.
Who am I to correct anyone's grammar?
No,
come
my grammar
on.
Was perfect, by the way.
Yeah,
I just
it was.
Thought you were commenting
no,
on it.
You brought a jelly slice in and you won because
yes.
it tasted amazing and you
amazing.
Gloated for a long time. And then Leon, when we were on the beers one night, said, you know, I did that.
Well, he made that
slice.
Up because I made the jelly slice. So stop telling people.
On our friendship?
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Oh, we're breaking up. I'm looking forward to this bake-off because everyone's
yes.
had a bit of a crack.
So here's the deal. The bake-off today is supposed to be between Josiah, and we've never tasted or sampled Josiah's cooking. I don't even know if Josiah can cook. So yeah. he texted me, actually. He sent me a photo of what he was cooking yesterday, and I can't
An
wait
Albanian
for
borscht.
You to present this.
yeah.
I cannot wait for that to be presented to Pam.
Banana bread,
Pam.
Is that right?
Yeah, yes, it's a
it
vegan
is, yeah.
banana bread.
yeah.
Very natural. And then
nobody
James
in the crowd cheered.
Costa.
Now, vegan banana bread.
James Costa works behind the scenes on our
He's
show.
Had a shave too.
Everything you hear on our show, all our audio content is all from this genius. He is the I'm going to call it, and I said this to Fev the other day, the nicest man at Fox
FM. You
did
say that. And
I did, Josiah.
Nah.
I mean, James, are you there? You can hear me. I said
I
to Fev
here.
The
Thank
other day,
you,
James Costa is the nicest person we've ever worked with.
And I said, well, you're obviously still medicated.
and no, because he was offering to cook me some food because yeah. I'm obviously a bit incapacitated at the moment. I'm isolated.
But when you did say
home.
That to me, Boxy, I was a bit hurt because I've been in hospital as well. And
oh, no. Sorry, James.
You've
got a family at home. You've got a partner,
I can't move.
A wife.
My family hates me.
I don't have a partner. No one can cook for me.
I used it for a day, and then I can sort of get around a bit now, and I'm still saying, get me a drink, get me food, and they're
I'm
like,
world
get
record
it yourself.
You've got
I'm
about eight
holder.
People in the house that can help you get things. I've got a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, so
yeah,
James, it was
true.
Much appreciated.
What would you like? Hit me up, mate.
He's had a shave too, Boxy. It's all about presentation. He shaved his beard off. He looks like he's 12 years old.
Now, he can cook. That's what I want to get to the point. He is an incredible cook, and he has... Well, he's going to produce something today and it's going to be going up against Josiah. So we've got two of our team members are in a cook-off, a bake-off for the Country Women's Association. But Fev, what's happened? We've got more contestants?
Yeah, well, Lenny was supposed to do it as well. So she was going to be like the surprise, and she's, because she loves to bake. My 16-year-old learner driver that almost ran off the road this morning, she's baked last night, and the house smelled amazing. We just baked cookies. Yeah, cookies. And she took 2.5 hours to make them from scratch, and she's left them at home.
Oh, no. That's she's a very frivolous thing to do, though, because, Nick, a few years ago, Fev and myself were staying out at Mandalay. Mandalay Living. I mean, what a great place.
We love Mandalay.
Where they're building beautiful homes. There's a golf course. It's stunning out there. And we decided to stay the night. I was about 6 months pregnant at the time, and Fev said, oh, I'll make my marinated steaks because they're his showpiece.
Sounds good.
It's like
apparently
the Colonel's
the best steak
chicken.
She'll ever have.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Secret and what happened? And I was a really, and I was one of those ravenous pregnant women. Like I am, like I want meat. I want food.
So I brought this beautiful like kilo of eye fillet, and I've cut it up, and I marinated the steaks for 36 hours, like tossed and turned them every like 10 hours, and they were ready to go.
What?
Oh, mate, these steaks are duck's nuts, man.
See, that's why I don't cook. I can't cook. Because if I want to cook something, that means I'm hungry now.
Like
someone said, hey, Cody, you want the best steaks in 36 hours? Oh, God, I'm not thinking that far
ahead. No, it's prep. It's prep. And then I cooked them for a famous chef, and he wanted to put them on a menu at his restaurant. I cooked them at work, and Fee wasn't there. But I forgot them. I left them at home. And
never got them.
Fee never got to eat them, and still I've never lived it down. No, she still hasn't had them. But these steaks... It must be a Favola thing because we've got like ADD. We're all not well. And as soon as we've got like something exciting on, we just want to get out the house and we wake up real early. You're like, let's go. And then when we're in the car, we're like, oh no, we've forgotten everything.
No cookies from Lenny, but we will be tasting. Wait till you see Josiah's vegan banana cake.
Oh, sounds awful.
I don't know
what
Costa's made, but Costa's already won.
101.9 The Fox.
One of everyone's favourite parts of the show, whether it's the nursery, taking the kids in there to pat and feed all the little baby animals, or seeing all the incredible, the cattle, the sheep, there's the Country Women's Association baking. There's so many wonderful agricultural elements to the show that go back, obviously, through the decades. And the cows are out and about this morning. We've got Catherine and Shamrock, two beautiful heifers that have popped up here. Now, Nick,
actually Shamrock.
It was, because I can't tell if that was a sound effect
that
Leroy played in the studio.
I went,
or Fev.
That was Shamrock.
Now, Nick, you are about to go into a competition head-to-head with Farmer Luke. Now, Farmer Luke is a farmer, so he's got some experience, I'm guessing.
Sounds like you're talking about Farmer Wants a Wife.
I know, well.
Now, we're Farmer Luke.
Now, Farmer Luke. Luke, how hard is milking? This is something, Nick, you've never done, obviously.
Never. It's really easy. We're giving you a quick run through, so I've got absolutely no faith that you'll beat us, but that's okay.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't expect it. Here we go.
Okay, so what's going to happen? You boys, so Luke and Nick, you have 30 seconds. In 30 seconds.
Teats, udders.
The teats. You're going to yank those teats. Now you have 30 seconds.
No, I've got told not to yank. Gentle
squeeze. Oh, gentle squeeze. You just be gentle. Now, 30 seconds, we're going to see who can get more milk in the bucket. Are you ready? Who have you got, Shamrock or Catherine there, Nick?
I've got Shamrock. Luckily
okay.
Irish.
Ooh, that udder is full. Okay,
pull that
Nick
udder.
And Farmer Luke, ready, set, go!
Oh, look at
poor Shamrock.
Nick, you're just going to do one hand or use the other hand?
I'm just going one hand.
That's not bad. That's a good stream.
Go two. Farmer Luke's going two hands. Go double
hands. Yeah, I don't know why Nick's doing one. Has he got to hold his microphone?
And I'm going left
there. Oh, Farmer Luke, look at the hands go. He knows what he's doing. That's impressive.
Poor Shamrock's going. Feels like my first. Don't know what's happening here.
Nick's tried to put another hand in. I don't know that other hand's helping, Nick. I mean, you can't see what we can see, but Farmer Luke is killing that. But again, there's the time.
Honestly.
Can we have an adjudicator?
In a long time.
Mad Mando or James Blake, our senior producer, can you have a... Oh, my gosh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
So Nick hasn't even covered the base of the bucket.
No.
And Farmer Luke's bucket is pretty much half
full. Honestly. He's got a 2-litre bottle out of that.
You've nearly got enough for a baby Chino over there.
Yeah.
Whack.
Look at that.
What nice. A moment here at 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, did he bring a bucket of milk down here? That is incredible.
Fifi Fevnik, the whole thing, and everyone listening is live now. You can check it out. Fifi Fevnik, Instagram, Facebook, the video. It'll blow your mind. It's well worth the watch. Morning.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Poor Shamrock. Shamrock looks like he hasn't even been touched.
He just milked look a cow.
Shamrock filled up quicker than I was getting it out.
Shamrock the cow.
Like Shamrock's
obviously.
Made more milk than I got funny. Out of it.
Wow. Nick was just in a milking contest with Farmer Luke here at the
Luke.
Show. Now, just to explain the setup here. So it's a bit of a complicated morning, and we didn't mean for this to happen, but we do have Josiah, Fev, Nick. You are sitting there on the stage at the show. I'm in isolation this morning, so I'm in my home, and I wanted to witness you milking that cow then. And something happened with technology. You know, you've got to be careful, and you can sometimes get really embarrassed. And what happened then was our boss, Mad Mando, put me on FaceTime so I could watch you, Nick, milking Shamrock. And she muted it, though. And we've all got headphones on and we've all got microphones. And at this point, Amanda sent me a text message. And I said into the microphone, Mando, I can't read your text message because you're on FaceTime, so I can't do that. And then she sort of whispered, it's about the farmer. Now, what Mando didn't realise was Farmer Luke had the headphones on too.
No.
So he can hear that. And then I said, what, is he cute? And Mando said, yes. And then I said, Luke's hearing all of this. Is he single? Find out if he's single.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing. And then suddenly I can hear everyone laughing and choking and spluttering, and I'm the idiot. I hadn't even seen Farm, so my apologies, Farm. I didn't even see you, and I'm sure you're very cute and happily married. But anyway, that was an awkward...
Good cover-up.
Awkward things happen in these environments, and that was one where my boss, Mad Mando, got me a beauty.
I think that she led you down the garden path. He wasn't that good looking.
He was good looking.
Oh, no, he was. I saw him eventually. Yeah, I saw. Hey, I saw his hands working that udder.
Yeah. 101.9 The Fox.
This is a big moment in the show, Fee.
Huge.
We're joined by Pam from the Country Women's Association. How are you,
the
Pam?
The state president, Pam Mawson. This is very exciting to have you back on the show, Pam.
It is exciting, Fifi. I've been looking forward to it all week.
Don't worry, Boxy. Pammy just looked at Josiah's cake and was like, what is that?
Well, can I describe what's for people who obviously aren't there witnessing this? Now, Josiah, who you hear every day on our show, he has made a cake and he is going head-to-head with James Costa, who is the member of our team who is arguably the best cook, baker, and... What have you made, Josiah, and what is that on it?
Well, so I've made a healthy banana bread, which is, let's be honest, a healthy treat is always hard to nail. But Pam, I've managed to make a healthy treat taste normal. And on top of that, you asked for presentation, and so I've gone for the best presentation possible.
Put a little bit
possible.
Of poo on there, have you?
I've melted chocolate in the shape of the letter P for Pam because we love what you do. And not only does this taste good, but the presentation, what better way than have the president and Pam on my beautiful banana bread?
Oh, jeez.
Is that chocolate got, is it got sugar in it?
Nah, don't worry about it, Fev.
This is how good Costa's looks. Costa could call Pam Frank, and I reckon he's still going to win.
What about his presentation?
Now, James got a mic there?
I do.
Yeah, he does.
I do.
Okay,
he's
James
really happy back
Costa.
There,
so, James, and for people who don't realise, James, anything you hear on our show, the jingles, the audio, it's all this man. He is a genius. He can also cook. What have you baked there, James?
So, it's a choc cheesecake.
Oh,
sorry, a choc cheesecake brownie. There's little honeycomb bits in there, but I don't think they're. I don't think you're going to taste them too much. It's very chocolatey. But, yeah, no.
Don't downplay it, son. Downplay it. Confidence.
Okay, there we go. So Josiah's vegan, organic, natural, healthy banana bread with a giant P for Pam on it. Or
do you want me to cut Pam
James's
a bit?
An actual dessert.
Chocolate cheesecake with honeycomb melted through it brownie. Pam, which are you starting with?
Well, I'm going for the people.
Do you want me to have a crack? I'll cut it for you, Pammy. Here, I'll cut it for you, mate.
Well, mate, can we make sure she gets some chocolate in there? Because that makes it taste
Jesus, you can't even cut into it. Oh, no.
Yeah, I will say, I haven't tried it yet because I just pulled it out.
Hey, Josiah, how long do you put cardboard in the oven for?
Put a bit of that on top.
And there's Fee, by the way, you can vote on our socials at FeeFeeFevNick, but also Marcel, our unbelievable social media guru, he's got a GoPro set up, which is generally for people in a Red Bull wingsuit to jump off the side of a cliff. But here a GoPro is being used to record what cakes look like when they're cut.
Now you just take it. Pammy's just taken a bite out of Josiah's yucky cake.
Yes,
what did you think, Pam?
It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, yes. How
Pam, go, you said Pam? That through gritted teeth.
I did.
By the way, now, Pam Fee's got egg carton earrings, which are amazing.
I love those.
Just bitten into
you don't
clusters.
Have to be polite, Pam. You can be brutally honest.
You can be brutally honest. Yeah. They're both very thick-skinned men. You'll be fine, Pam. Be honest.
You can tell Costa's no good.
It is a little dry.
Are you talking about Costa's or mine?
Right, it's yours.
Yeah. banana bread.
Mate, I've just tasted them, Fee.
I know.
There is
no good.
Yeah. Costa,
she's trying to be nice.
Costa, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's the man.
I'm very sorry, Jay.
It's not about taste. It's about presentation as well, though.
Yours looks like a five-year-old made it for the Mother's Day stall.
Yeah.
That it is a ripping.
It looks like someone ran over an actual cake.
Oh, dear.
I've just bitten into Costa's, Fiona.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
It's like my mouth's watering.
Oh, no. Well, I know this for a fact. James, is this still true? Costa, are you dropping some of that by my house on the way home?
I am.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
I love you. Well, there we go, Pam. You said it all. Oh, we don't even need... when you mentioned Josiah's awful banana bread, you said, oh, dear. And that really just sums it up.
Well, Melbourne, you can sum it up at our Instagram, like Nick said, at Fifi Fevenick. Vote for, who you need to vote for. Go do your job and we'll check.
Hey, Boxy, Pammy's also brought because the ladies here are trying to sell 15,000, Pam, is that right?
Over
15,000. And you've got how many now?
We're over 10,000.
Wow, 10,000. So she's brought some scones down with some cream and jam. So while you sit at home, Boxy, I'm going to smash the crap out of these scones.
Oh, look at those scones, Pam.
Oh, my God, they're warm. Done. Wow.
Jam and cream. Oh, well, go on. If you head into the show, 4 more days. Go and visit Pam, the Country Women's Association. Get stuck into the scones to help break that record and raise all that money. Thank you, Pam, again. We love having you on
the
show.
Thanks, Pam.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, little Prince George.
Why is that song still playing?
What?
There's a big fade out.
No, there we go.
There we go. Regal music. Thank you very much. Prince George, third in line to the throne. Yeah, Will. So hang on. Yeah, King Charles,
so Charles
is there
drops
now.
And Will drops. He's
Will
in.
Drops. George is in. Well, he's already using the throne to settle playground arguments. I love this.
Oh.
Because if you've watched The Crown, the drama series about the royal family, Charles was actually bullied at school. Like, I would have thought if you're the prince, you're dominant.
You've seen his ears?
Yeah,
of course he would.
But he got bullied. I reckon Wills would have got
bullied. How'd you get to school? Did you fly on those things?
He
would have got some crap.
This George, though, he looks like he's... No one's messing with George. So he's already settling some playground arguments. Apparently, he has said to a number of his fellow... I think he's in grade 3 now. Over the last few years in primary school, he has said to some of his peers, "My dad will be king, so you better watch out."
Nice.
And I mean, it's brilliant. I love that. And only kids can, like, kids throwing their weight around, particularly with their parents. And I'm bringing this up because this has personally affected me. And if you listen to, which you no doubt listen to Carrie and Tommy in the afternoon, Carrie told this story yesterday afternoon. And it's quite embarrassing, but Trixie was throwing my name around. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. Is that Simba? That is the Lion King, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Leroy. I don't require that anymore.
Leroy, since the last 3 minutes, is having a mare.
Anyway, Trixie had a sleepover at Carrie's over the weekend. And Carrie was taking the girls up to Hillsville. And they were packing the car. And Carrie kept forgetting things. I've been told this story secondhand from Carrie, by the way. So she said she was she'd run back in and, you know, then forget raincoats or something and go back in and get it and then come back to the car. And as a parent, when you've done that a few times, you're like, I'm not going back in again. I'm done. We're now leaving. So she started to drive out of the driveway and maybe got like a few hundred metres down the road. And Evie, Carrie's daughter, said, oh, no, Mum, I forgot something. And she really wanted one of her toys. And Carrie, rightly so, and I back her in on this, said, no, 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 we're done. That's it. No more going back. We're going. We're off.
Oh,
I'm not going
back
to get it.
Once.
And then Trixie in the back seat, apparently, not even whispering, said, leant into Evie's within Carrie's earshot and said, my mummy would definitely have gone back to get that for me if it was me.
100% yes. I would have.
Of course.
Yes. I would have too.
And it's so funny because, yeah, Carrie knows I would have. But
you've got to go back once.
How embarrassed, like as a parent, you get embarrassed when your kids talk about you, but particularly talk about you in that way, like my mum's better or my mum does this or my dad does this. They're honest. Kids are brutally honest.
Trixie'd flex in the schoolyard as well. My mum's the queen of radio.
No,
my dad was
she's
on a,
not a flex.
He was on a cereal box.
She's like, not a
mate,
flexer.
She's sure. She can, though. She's got big flexes.
Surely your kids would have dropped your name, Fev.
Oh, it depends where they are. Google's a wonderful thing sometimes.
131060, have your kids embarrassed you? Do they use your name? Are they telling kids what you might do, how you might get involved? Because they can be brutally honest. Our kids particularly are honest. I mean, I'm thinking even, I mean, little Toby's too young to be doing this, but she's been brutally honest with you in the past, Fev. Let's remember
this.
Daddy got big tummy.
Oh, sorry. What's Daddy got?
I got a big tummy.
A big tummy? What do you mean? Is Daddy fat?
Yeah.
Mate, the other two kids are that shy, Lenny and Lulu, that they literally were standing out the back of this stage for 15 minutes before because they didn't want to walk up because the security guard said you can't go up there. They didn't even say that my dad is up there on the radio. They stood there and I had to text someone to go get them. Like, use it sometimes.
Kick off.
Yeah.
Your surname's Vola. Yeah. Kick off.
I should say I'm the little Lucius.
Give us a buzz now, 131060, if your kids have done this. And how's this? Every caller this morning, show bags Bang. From the show.
Josiah flexes Boxer. He gets around pubs and that and says he knows us.
Yeah, I do. Do you know what? I got to the front of a queue at some club on Chapel Street Saturday night. And said, "Don't you know?" My mate goes, "Don't you know who he is?" I said, "They said, who are you?" I said, "Mates with Fev."
He works on the
Did
radio.
Did you get in?
Yeah, we got
in. They got drink cards and everything.
Yeah, we got everything. It's the best.
Now we're talking about honest kids and kids that use you or name drop or try to, I don't know, carry some weight with their parents' names, like Prince George, who went to primary school and he's saying to people, better watch out, my dad's going to be king one day. And no one can come back from that.
No, and you'd love to flush a kid like that. You'd love to put the head in the toilet. Dunning.
Oh, that's the best.
But at his school, it's probably San Pellegrino or something. Like there, so it doesn't even hurt.
It's a bit of Runard in the toilet bowl.
Mia and Barry.
You know when you go to the cubicles and they've got those big yellow
the
yucky
toilet
things?
Lollies. Yeah.
They've got like strawberries and all that in there, like all real fancy.
Chocolate dipped strawberries.
Oh, sorry, we're just getting a bit carried away.
Mia, is this you or is this another kid?
It's my son. He was about 3 years old. So I used to run a Macca's store and I wasn't there at the time. And he's come in with my sister and requested to speak to the manager. Told him, my mummy runs the store, can I please have the free toys?
Oh,
great.
Hold on. Smart.
That's really good. I love it. Yeah, you just got yourself a free show bag too, Mia.
Thank you.
He's doing well, your son. Brenton in Point Cook. Hey, Brenton.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, g'day. Good. That's your kid?
Yeah, so I've got three kids and I work in the events industry. And we were at the Good Friday appeal this year and they wanted to go into a certain section that was fenced off. And the kid said, oh, well, my daddy delivered this fencing, so you're going to let me in.
That's awesome. Did they let him in?
No, they didn't. That.
Nah. Good job. he deserves a show bag. Free show bag for him.
Have a ripper day today, guys.
You too, Brenton. Barbara from Layla. Hey, Barb.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Is this your child?
Yes, it is my daughter. I just get a kinder when she was about 3, 4, and I had no teeth at the time. And so she turned around and said, the morning chair for Sharon Learn, oh, this is what happens to everyone if you don't eat, if you eat too many lollies. Oh. And put me on the show straight away. And I didn't have a clue. She was going to do this, but yeah. I was, yeah, the kinder surprise.
Oh, you kinder surprise. Good gear, Barbara. Well, you deserve a show bag.
You got the teeth now, mate?
Yeah, I've got the teeth now.
They put
me on show now. Yep, yep.
Good on you. Do you play tricks with them? Do you put them in people's drinks?
Yes. They're good time tricks.
Best gag. We all do the same thing.
Even to my boss. When he shits me, I just put him on top of his desk.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Would you consider yourselves manipulative?
Yes.
I agree. I think you are manipulative.
Yeah. I'm not.
Nick,
very much.
I don't think you're manipulative, Nick. No. I agree. I'm bringing this up because people from around the world have all confessed there's a site called Whisper. And master manipulators have all gathered together and they've shared the ways or the extremes that they've gone to manipulate people, like making people do things for them. I mean, in some cases, ruining people's lives. Like, I think the ultimate manipulators would be like the Tinder Swindler, those great Netflix shows.
Yeah.
Where you see murderers. The way you can... murderers. Quite manipulative at times.
Yeah, 100%.
And it was just... It raises an interesting point. Like... If you can get what you want, do you think? Oh, sorry. Am I?
100%, you are.
How do I manipulate? I don't think I'm manipulating.
Oh, I'd love a coffee. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll get.
Do you think that's me being manipulative?
Okay. No, you say things so people will get you to do things for you.
I think that's more passive aggressive.
No, she's manipulative.
I prefer.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good asset when you need to use it.
Is it? See, this is the thing. A manipulator's 13, 10, 60. Feel free to call in, and we'd love to hear the extremes you've gone to manipulate, how you manipulate. Like, what did you get out of a manipulation? Like, if you got a car or a house, like, how do you get somebody to do something you want? I love this. I mean,
My wife got 2 kids out of me. Pretty tricky. I was touring around the world, living the dream. Now I sleep next to a 3-year-old with scarlet fever. What's happened?
What would you, Fev, you're a self-confessed manipulator. What are your tactics
charm.
To get what you want?
Yeah, charm.
Charisma, charm.
Yeah.
You just turn the tap on, people so froth at
natural.
It, and then you turn it off when you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you do? Like, how did I get Alex? It's not because of my looks. I manipulated her into loving me. Promised her the world, gave her an atlas.
Was it? What is that? That's good.
You're welcome. See? I'm manipulating you thinking I'm funny and I'm not.
Oh, dear.
It's just how it's done. 13, 10, 60.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Nick. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not Fairhaven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Fev and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. Fifi, Fev and Nick.